Earlier this week, we lost an icon in the Hampton Roads community with the passing of educator, activist, and civic leader, Cecilia Cece Tucker. Cece grew up during the Jim Crow era. She would go on to study biology at Virginia Union University. It was there where she'd meet the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Back in February of this year, she shared memories of that meeting with Wavy TV 10. During her interview, she displayed a cherished keepsake signed by Dr. King and his wife, Coretta. Years later, Cece would participate in the March on Washington and hear firsthand Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech.
Who knew the I Have a Dream speech? How important it is in our lives today. And all of the things that he had to say are still things that we are looking forward to.
She would live her life modeling the words she heard that day, evolving into a guiding force in civic engagement and civil rights. Her work crossed into many areas, from the field of education to her work with religious institutions and nonprofits, always showing vision and leadership. Early in her career, Cece taught biology at Booker T. Washington High School in Norfolk. She would go on to serve as an administrator at the Phyllis Wheatley YWCA and on the board of the Hunton YMCA. Throughout her life, Cecilia Tucker focused on equity and inclusion. She was a founding member of the Urban League of Hampton Roads and served as assistant to the president for community relations at Old Dominion University for 31 years.
I went to my president, the person who hired me, and he said, the vision is still the same. We're going to change the image of Old Dominion University, and we're going to make it an institution of all people and for all people. So he gave me a pretty big budget and told me to do what you have to do to get that going. And so we did a number of things over here, including inviting people to every kind of event we had on the campus, every dinner, every reception, every concert, every basketball game. It was like pulling hen's teeth in the beginning because people had a negative feeling about coming to Old Dominion. But after it got going, people would call me and say, can you get me a ticket for this? Or can I get over there for that? Because we treated people well.
Just before her retirement from ODU, Cece got involved with Virginia Wesleyan University, working closely with the university leadership and the President's Council for Inclusive Communities, helping further VWU's institutional action plan. She was a member of Bank Street Baptist Church and Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Depending on who you talk to, words like mentor, connector, advisor, and bridge builder are often used to describe Cece Tucker. Cecilia Cece Tucker is survived by her family and numerous friends and colleagues across the Hampton Roads region. She will truly be missed. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.